closer, mind over mater. I love ya.
Alright guys, welcome back di acara National Finals Imagine Cup Indonesia 2016. Ini udah break, harusnya gak tambah lemes, tapi harusnya tambah semangat sih. Nah, gitu dong, jangan mau kalah seru ya. Ini sekarang kita masih kehadiran teman-teman semua dari Telkom University Bandung. Wey. Tapi ternyata malam hari ini kita juga ada teman-teman finalis. Nanti gabungan ada juga dari ITB berarti ya. Ini mana nih? Oh ya, nanti mungkin. Oh ya, lumayan ada yang mau mewakilkan, tepuk tangannya boleh. Dan nanti juga ada siapa di belakang? Oke. Sambil menunggu tentunya sekarang kita akan memasuki kategori kita yang ketiga. Yang mana adalah kategori kita yang terakhir. Tapi sebelum kita mulai, okay, before we start, I would like to once again announce to all of you, we will have three finalists presenting their ideas. Sekali lagi, mereka strictly, mereka hanya akan memiliki waktu 10 menit untuk present dan dilanjutkan dengan 10 menit untuk Q&A. Untuk teman-teman semua yang ada di sini, demi kelancaran acara dan kenyamanan, kita juga meminta tolong sekali agar selama teman-teman ini presentasi sampai dengan habis ketiga finalis ini, agar tidak ada yang lalu-lalang keluar masuk. Jadi kalau misalnya sekarang sudah di dalam, kita harapkan agar tetap berada di sini sampai dengan nanti selesai. Demi teman-teman kita supaya bisa tetap fokus pada saat mereka presentasi. Hal kedua yang ingin kita ingatkan adalah, mohon di saat teman-teman ada di sini, jangan lupa kalau mau live tweet, please do so, silakan. Jangan lupa juga bahwa account kita adalah @microsoftid, boleh untuk di-mention. Mau ikutan kompetisi video kita di Instagram di @microsoftid juga boleh. Caranya gampang banget, tinggal submit video kalian tentang gimana sih perasaannya menggunakan Windows. Bagaimana Windows telah helping kalian dalam kehidupan sehari-hari. Jangan lupa hashtagnya adalah terima kasih Windows. Nanti yang paling menarik tentunya akan dapat hadiah. Tapi once again untuk kalian semua yang lagi taking pictures, recording, anything you can do, whatever you like. But please, kita memiliki sedikit peraturan di sini, harap untuk tidak menggunakan flash, oke? Jadi bagi teman-teman semua yang mungkin handphonenya masih, ringtone-nya masih nyala, atau fotonya, settingnya juga flashnya masih menyala, agar dimatikan terlebih dahulu. Kita akan melanjutkan kepada acara kita pada malam hari ini. Kita akan masuk kepada kategori innovation, alright? This is the last category for the night. Sebelum kita akan sama-sama menunggu siapa yang menjadi pemenang dari National Finals Imagine Cup 2016. Kita akan langsung saja mengundang para juri kita yang sudah hadir untuk kategori innovation ini. Kita kasih tepuk tangannya. Yang pertama adalah Bapak Andri Yadi dari Dicode. Selamat malam. Alright, dan menemani Pak Andri Yadi adalah Bapak Antonius Henrikus dari Microsoft Indonesia. Hai Pak. Okay, and we also have Bapak Natali Ardianto from Ticket.com. Welcome. Dan kita juga kehadiran malam hari ini adalah Bapak Norman Sasono from Busy. Welcome. Hi, Pak Norman, how are you? And joining us tonight for the innovation category, our last judge, we'd like to welcome Bapak Rahmat Broto Triaji. All right. Selamat malam. So guys, these are the judges. These are the people that you have to win their hearts for tonight. Kita akan lihat tiga finalis kita. Yang pertama akan tampil untuk presentasi adalah teman-teman kita dari Telkom University Bandung. Ini adalah teman-teman kita dari Batu Buah dengan Buah Batu. Makanya kan ini nanti berarti butuh koreksi lebih lanjut berarti ya. Buah Batu, right? Iya, emang di Bandung namanya Buah Batu. Kupikir emang sengaja kalian balik. No ya. Buah Batu namanya berarti S Maker. S Maker ini berarti jangan-jangan bener juga enggak? Easy Maker, right. Okay, so we need a little tweak on that, but never mind. Okay, sambil menunggu sudah siap? Once again, I would like to remind you, guys, you only have 10 minutes to present. So if the time is up, I will come here and cut whatever you're doing, okay? So please do use your time wisely. And ya makanya jangan sedih, maksudnya jangan baper gitu kalau tahu-tahu MC-nya motong, okay, stop gitu ya. And then we'll have another 10 minutes for Q&A. So good luck once again dari Buah Batu, Easy Maker. Kita kasih tepuk tangannya. Good luck.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good night everyone. Hello, we are Buah Batu. I'm here to introduce our innovation. It's called Easy Maker. You can find us on Twitter at buahbatu_tech. So let's start this presentation with a simple question: why? Why we built this innovation? So there's 255,000 schools from elementary to high schools and 44,000 university, and all of them need a fast grading system. For you who doesn't know, this is called Computer Answer Suite. That one is national examination, this one is for employment exam, and this one for surveys. So we know that everyone is need a computer answer suite in many fields: education, government, business, institution, and many more. But as we see in the before, in the last slide, that education is just one of them. There's many purpose of computer answer suite. So let's see our main reason, the education in our country. Every year, our country holds a national examination, but most school doesn't have their grader system. And never answer an answer sheet is one of main reason they fail national examination. Universities try to solve this problem by doing tryout in many places. But again, the tryout is in many places that is not has grader system. And how do we solve this problem? We talk to the people in the field, the courses, the school, we talk about the business, how many they want to pay, and business is important to keep this thing is running. For the talk, we found out that the main problem of this of the current system is it's expensive. It rarely used once a year for national exam, and can't find a computer suite, hard to use and not portable. They can only use it on their school or on their company. And for information, the scanner for the system is $699 for the machine and proper software for the assistant system. So what is the solution? Let me introduce you the Easy Maker, the best grader system. So what the system offer you? There are 6 points. The first one is the free. Free is every customer access that they want to put in the system. It's free. They don't want to pay any cent for the system. Then the analytic. They want to know how about the analytic of the exam. Which question is hard, which question is easy, and how many of them correct. And the next is dashboard. We are using internet, so the teacher or the examiner can use it in everywhere as long they get internet and a laptop. The next is our proudly introduced the phone scanner. Going to be available on Google Play and this phone. By using phone scanner, you don't need to buy an expensive scanner. They can use their existing phone and use it as a substitute of the scanner. The next is custom seat. Currently, we support 3 custom. The first one is for 50 question, and the next is 100, and the last one is national examination answer seat for them to do a tryout. And the next is quick result. It's our newest feature that we add after the semifinal. By using this, student who are registered on the website can get their result as soon as the teacher scan their seat. They get an email and an SMS to their phone. The process is easy. All the teacher need, the examiner need to do is register, create an exam, and scan everywhere they want to scan. And they get the result after the scan. So we target medium to small users, formal and non-formal, public and private institution. And we have do validation to SDN Sukapura. And we are going to do next validation to Dinas Pendidikan Kota Bandung. We haven't done this yet, but we are going to do this for the next validation. So what? What will be changed if you use our system? We want to say that we want to help by building a free, portable guidance system so everyone can use the technology. The technology has been around for many years, but it's still exclusive for those who has money to buy expensive grader, to buy expensive scanner, and many else. We want to everyone can use the system, whether it's a teacher or just a student doing survey and others. So how much this system will cost you? Our point is the free cost. It is ₹0 or $0. It's going to be free up to 500 scanner seat. So for the 501, it will replace the first seat and so on. And the next standard plan, unlimited storage, and the advanced plans to submit your own seat. So let's move to the demo. The first, the web dashboard, it's live on easymarker.azurewebsites.net. My friend will help to show you. This is our dashboard, EasyMarker. There's sign in and create an account. Let's see the create an account. The internet is okay. As you can see here, all you got to do to fill is first name, last name, username, and select an examiner or participant. If you register as participant, you will get an email and SMS to your mobile if your seat has been scanned. Let's just sign in to move on. Sample and the passwords. So this is dashboard. You got to see the latest exam and the top grader participant. Let's try to open an exam. Subject, let's say exam demo, subtopic, demo, exam date. Let's say it's now. Notes. This the choose 50, 100 or UN seat. And the grader system. Passing minimum or classification grade. Passing minimum is just two classification. Is it pass or failed the exam? And the classification grade is to choose between A to E. Let's say try the passing minimum. Let's say 60. Next. Here how you input the answer. Number one, C, D. Let's just try 8. Oh, more. This is how you add another question. Next. This is for the security with insert capture. Okay, success created. And you are going to move to this exam. As you can see, exam demo with this detail. You will see the more information if you click the detail. But just let's try upload and scan up document. So you need to select an exam, choose the file. This is so you can use your existing scanner. If you don't want to install a new application on your phone or you already get a very amazing scanner, you can use it in our system. So it's just try. Okay, may succeed. And you will got to see it here. This one for tryout, this one for the demo. Nova and NC, correct answer how much. And the details is like that. Okay, move on to the phone. Let's see the phone. Okay, sign in. Fetching data, and you can do just before. Let's skip the demo. Let's skip the demo. Skip. The phone. We also build our own phone holder. This one that we tried so many times, our newest phone holder, so you can stabilize your photo. And this is a video of our use validation. Let's play it.
Time's up. Thank you very much, guys. That's the end of the presentation.
Okay.
Close. But never mind. We still have an extra 10 minutes, right, for Q&A. So, anyway, kita sekarang akan memasuki untuk sesi Q&A. 10 menit waktunya. Mudah-mudahan sudah siap. So, we'll start now. First question. Please.
Why you have to choose the answers instead of just importing the right answers from the sheet?
Excuse me.
So for the right answers, you have to choose right every single
yes
every single answer.
Single answer.
I mean, why don't you just import it with from the same sheet, and then
I see.
You just mark the right answer and then just import.
Let's say the teacher has the correct answer and scan A. Very good. Okay. For current system, we haven't put it on the system, but thank you for the suggestion. We will
and
put what, it on
and
the
what, what, one more thing. Why you use CAPTCHA after login? Because I saw you use CAPTCHA, right?
Okay.
After login, I mean, inside already login because we can show that there's human there.
Get my friend.
Is there any consideration for that?
Let my friend help me answer that question.
Maybe because there is a chance to be there is a chance for another person or a teacher who want playful with our apps, want to create a lot of exam. So we create our CAPTCHA to avoid it.
So let's see, they build their robot to auto login and auto create exam. So when they need to create an exam, they need to fill a CAPTCHA. There's no verification in the login, so you can build your robot to auto login to the system. So when you need to create an exam, you need to answer a CAPTCHA.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
So I saw your apps just now. So
yes.
How many percent are you in terms of finishing your products?
Okay.
Your scanner, you know, the device.
Currently, we are on our second run. There's still about 3 to 4 run again before finishing.
What kind
this.
Of improvement are you planning to do?
The first, of course, the algorithm. We just found out on our last validation that while using a phone scanner, the presentation of the accuracy is dropping. It's not again 100%, but it's dropping to 80 to 90%. So the first thing we want to improve is our algorithm to support to get a better result. The next is we want to build the system on multi-platform, so targeting the Windows Phone and the iOS maybe. And the next is we want to create our own designer seat. So currently you need to choose your seat, right? We want to design that you can create your seat on the web. So you can drag and drop the seat and print it and it will support it. The next. And the last is I'm sorry, forget. Yes, the last is exporting to many many file type. Currently, you can only export it to CSV. Maybe I did not show you before. Mm. Currently, you can only export it to CSV and going to the support more file type for your purpose. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So in the short term, you know, do you think the 80% can you like improve it to like almost 100%, you know, like 99%? Because I think, you know, scanning something and then the result is 80% is too big, you know, the error rate. And you know, no, because in my experience I have this test in UMPTN, yeah, and one of my friend, you know, he's the smartest one, he's in on top of the list on the tryouts, but then he didn't pass.
Yes.
And I think it's because one of the name got lost in the process, you know. So you know, like 80% is very very good. So what do you find out, you know, in terms of the algorithm? Did you use, and I don't know if the algorithm is in your mobile or is in a server, or what kind of algorithm do you use?
Currently, the algorithm is run on server. So you need to upload your seat or you need to send the picture from the phone to seat to the server. And the term of the accuracy, the 80 until 90% is actually the wrong in scanning in reading their name. In reading their answer, we got 100. But scanning the name is not why.
Oh,
the name got
so
wrong.
You're using OCR, not the, you know, like the black ABC.
No.
Is it?
It's OCR. We find the black in the picture and plot it to the answer. We just do not know why the name got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't found out why, but for the answer, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 100% for the answer.
Yeah.
The name only.
So when you show me just now, you show that when you take a picture, you know, a bit tilted, and then you have the user have to, you know, like move
right
around the skew so that it's going to be full square. You know,
full
so
square, yes.
Yeah, I hope that the next iteration is that they actually scan the symmetric black dots on the corner, because that's the purpose of the
yes,
of the process. And I hope that it's a foolproof too. So because you mentioned too that if I scan it from the side, you know, you cannot rotate it and everything. Yeah, so I hope if you win the next iteration, you have to, you know, like finish it out. And one more thing, the presentation, you should do the, you know, like the apps demo first and then everything later, because the most important one is actually your apps.
Okay, thank you very much. Another 3.5 minutes for the next question, please.
Okay, we have 3 minutes. So I will asking about how do you monetize this solution? I mean, in terms of the market segment, what is market segment, and then the what is the business plan that maybe you want here onward of this solution?
Okay, the segment, our target segment is the underfunded school. Before not, there's many school that cannot buy a grader system or having more expensive thing in their school. So we target the underfunded school as our main. But the system can also use for any other institution, public, private, and many other to do surveys and others. And for the monetizing, we plan to use it free. The income will be coming from the ads mainly.
Can you show the pricing model that you just made?
Okay, it's free, up to 500 scanned paper. And the more plan is only about the unlimited storage, and this one to propose your own seat. But mainly for the underfunded school, this seat, this is already enough. Underfunded school only consists of class 1 till 50, and only about 4 classes. So it's going to enough for all the year. Okay, for that, let my friend help me answer
the
question.
Okay, thank you. So our project is using the business model is the freemium business model, because the combination is free and premium, which is we can use the free plan, standard plan, and advanced plan. So our segmentation is education and corporate, and the targeting is the private institution and public institution. Private institution consists of formal and non-formal school, and the public institution is the corporate or education course. So this is a freemium model to be experience and learning first for the customer, and then we give to consumer to learning and to get experience, and then our business is the use the feature limited freemium, because the freemium model is consists of two time limited. Freemium and feature limited freemium. Actually, we use the feature limited freemium.
Okay, how do you like? Is that one account per school or one account per teacher or what? It's like $1 per school is way too cheap.
Sorry,
is the account is per school or per teacher?
The target is per teacher for the free
per teacher.
Per yes. teacher for the free plan. Yes. Because as I can say, there's only 500.
Let's say I'm a headmaster of a school with 50 teachers. So do I pay $1.2 for my school, or each of my teacher will have to pay $1.2?
For that purpose, you can use the standard plan.
Okay,
thank you very much. Time's up, guys. Lot of love, right? Okay, so that was the presentation. Thank you very much. Great job, guys. And hopefully you can stay a little bit calm and cool before we head out. And tentunya nanti kita akan announce siapa yang menjadi pemenangnya ya, karena kita masih akan ada dua finalis. Wow, okay. Kita masih akan ada dua finalis lagi yang akan presentasi. Untuk selanjutnya, teman-teman kita adalah mempresentasikan judul project mereka. Ini adalah gabungan dari Institut Teknologi Bandung dan Telkom University Bandung. Okay. So this year's Imagine Cup is pretty interesting because usually we only have participants coming from one university presenting their idea and they're bringing out their flags of their alma maters, but this time, we're actually seeing participants in collaboration from several university being together in one team presenting their idea, okay? Dan kali ini kita akan melihat gabungan dari ITB dan juga Telkom University Bandung. Mereka akan mempresentasikan their project for today is called Home Studio, okay? Homie Studio, right? Homie Studio, mereka ini judul projectnya Homie dengan tim Homie Studio. Mereka nanti akan cerita lebih lanjut mungkin salah satu kenapa mereka punya rumah-rumahan juga di situ. But anyway, once again I would like to remind you, if you would like to take any pictures, please do not use the flash. And please do set your ringtones on silent mode if you still forget to do so. And satu hal lagi adalah pada saat teman-teman kita sedang melakukan presentasi, harap agar ditahan dulu, kita setelah ini masih ada satu lagi, harap untuk tidak keluar masuk demi kenyamanan dan kelancaran acara supaya teman-teman kita yang di depan, they can have a fair game dan semuanya bisa untuk konsentrasi dalam mendeliver apa yang sudah mereka kerjakan. So while waiting for them, sekali lagi kita ingin ingetin untuk kalian semua juga, don't go anywhere because after this, setelah tim ini dan masih ada satu tim lagi, kita akan langsung kembali untuk mengumumkan siapa di antara kalian yang berhasil menjadi pemenang dari Imagine Cup untuk National Finals ini. Tentunya akan langsung kita umumkan pemenang dari tiga kategori, which is adalah Games, World Citizenship, and also Innovation. Dan which means it will bring you one step closer to get yourself and your team to Seattle, America, and also winning a grand prize of around 500 juta, which is a lot of money. Jadi saya rasa ini satu kesempatan yang jangan sampai dilewatkan. So while waiting once again, I would like to remind you that if you would like to tweet or live tweet about our event, You're very welcome to do so. Boleh banget, silakan untuk langsung nge-tweet tentang acara kita dengan hashtag ImagineCupID. Itu boleh untuk langsung di-tweet ke kita di @MicrosoftID ataupun juga di @America. Itu bisa dilihat. Nah, mungkin kalian bisa ngelihat di sini ada beberapa tweet yang sudah masuk. Seperti, okay, sudah ada beberapa tweet yang masuk di sini. Dan gak ketinggalan juga, kita mau ngingetin masih ada satu hal lagi bahwa kalian juga bisa ikutan kompetisi. Jadi selain supporterin teman-teman kalian yang ada di sini, kalian juga eligible to win a very exciting prize because we have a video competition going on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, please do follow us at Microsoft ID. And it's very simple, it's very easy. All you have to do is just shoot a short 15 seconds video on how Windows have helped you. How Windows affected your life. Kenapa kalian suka sama Windows? Bagaimana perasaan kalian menggunakan Windows? Silakan di-shoot videonya. Do whatever you want, express yourselves, and don't forget to answer the hashtag terima kasih Windows, all right? So I guess, homie studio, so I guess you're ready. Once again, I would like to remind you, you only have 10 minutes. So when the 10 minutes is up, I am going to be up here and cutting whatever you're doing. So please do use your time very wisely, okay? So kita berikan tepuk tangannya untuk teman-teman kita. Homie Studio, your time starts now.
Thank you. So good evening, honorable judges and also the audiences. Today, we are from Homie Studio team. We would like to present our innovation that we are very sure can change your life to be better. Our innovation is Homie. A survey showed that about 94% people in the world couldn't enjoy their living environment. It may include you and all of us here. So maybe have you ever felt being in this condition when you are sleeping, the air conditioner set the temperature very low and it's too cold for you? Or maybe when you are in a room, you feel that the lamp is too bright or too dim for you. Or in another case, maybe when you are studying, you think that you need full concentration, but your home entertainment is too noisy. So those conditions can happen in our daily life, and you can imagine how annoying they are. We think that a comfort home should fulfill our five sense conditions and also understand us what we need and also what we want. We introduce Homie. Homie is a new concept of smart home that tries to adapt to users' conditions based on our emotions, our moods, our comfort zone, and also our five sense conditions. Homie will satisfy you by controlling the air conditioner, the home entertainment, the air freshener, and even your lamp in the room. And then this is how Homie works. The first is the user need to choose which wearable device they want to use. And then the wearable device will capture the user's condition and send it to the application. The application will set the lamp, the air conditioner, the home entertainment, and the air freshener in your room.
Okay, Homie consists three big parts. The first part is wearable device. This is the wearable. We bring two wearable now. The first one is the brain sensor, or you can choose the muscle sensor. The wearable device will capture your bio signal and then transmit it to the Homie application. Based on the bio signal, Homie application will conclude user condition. We can see the stress level, the emotion, the awareness, etc. After the Homie application got user condition, it will send instruction to the home appliance. So the home appliance will adapt our condition. Wearable device. You can use any wearable device you like. You can freely choose any wearable device that fit your style and your comfort. And this is the algorithm we use to determine the user condition. We use adaptive fuzzy logic, and we do the biosignal research since 2010, and the accuracy is about 95%. So, what makes Homie different with another smart home? We call it classic smart home. Classic smart home place some sensor in environment and capture the environment condition. after the environment condition is captured by the sensor, the data will be sent to the home appliance and adapt the home appliance. It means that the smart classic smart home is adapting environment, not us. Homey, different. Homey capture our condition and then adapt our condition, and then the home appliance will adapt our condition. So Homey understand us, understand you, understand all of us.
So a question may come up on your mind. What Homey can do? For example, you love sleeping with the lamps on, but the scientists said that sleeping with the lamps on is not good for our health. So Homey will automatically turn off your lamp when you already sleep. Or maybe when you are sad, Homey will automatically place the music based on your emotions because Homey understands you. Or for another example, while you are sleeping, the Homey will always keep the temperature good for your condition because Homey understands you and also saves the energy. And can you imagine when your child is sick or not in a good condition, Homey will notify you because Homey will always monitor our condition to keep our condition good and fit. And talking about business will be more interesting because Homey has a really big potential market. As you can see, there are thousands of hospitals waiting for Homey because Homey can help them to provide a comfort room so in order to the patient recover faster. And also there are thousands of offices and hotels waiting for Homey because it can increase the productivity of the employee and also increase the comfort of the hotel. And then, of course, there are 100 million houses waiting for Homey because it can increase the happiness and the quality of life for the people inside it.
Okay, there are three ways to sell Homey. The first one, Homey as an API. If you already have a smart home, you can integrate your smart home with Homey by consuming Homey API. And it costs only $30 per month. And then, if you have some home with an appliance, but you don't have the controller, we sold the controller for $1,000, and then for the API, $30 per month. And if you want to build Homey from scratch, if you want to build Homey from scratch, you have paid the Homey API, Homey controller, and the Homey appliance. And this is the estimation. But it can be lower or can be higher. It depends on the size of the house.
Okay, and then this is our timeline. This project is started from 2010, and now we have got our investor, Vodafone, and also Telkom Indonesia has declared to be our research partner and also our investor. And in 2020, we hope that Homey has become a standard for smart home in the future. And it's important for us to introduce our team. This is our team. We consist of three majors, biomedical team, application and artificial intelligence team, and also controller team. And this is our documentation when we launch our product in Barcelona. We launch it in Mobile World Congress. Mobile World Congress is the biggest mobile event in the world. And this is our main page. It stated that we are the first smart home in the world that tries to adapt to users' condition right now. And also, this is what we have done in our place. We have built smart hospitals, smart ambulance system, and also smart room that has been integrated with Homey. Okay, and then finally, this is our mission. Using Homey, we wish that we can take care and understand what our family needs. Thank you very much.
Okay. We have several time. This is the demo session. This is the wearable, as I said before. It captured his condition and then transmitted to Homey application. We can see the condition, the cognitive, the awareness, the addictive, the stress, and any other condition. Yeah, of course, stress, little bit stress. And then this application will send instruction to our home. That's the market because it's impossible to us to bring the smart home here. So that's the like the intensity, the temperature, the air conditioner, it's set based on his condition. And now we have already have 9 customers in West Java. There are 9 hospitals in West Java. They want to use Homi. The first one in Baros and in Baros Cimahi, and the other one in Lembang. They want to build a hospital that can help mother give a birth. So the Homi will adapt the mother condition to make the give birth easier. The ambulance system use Homi because for a patient in ambulance, they need to be relaxed. So it can integrate it too with the smart ambulance system. And in heart attack, we need to be relaxed too, and Homi already integrated for that. Thank you, me.
Enough? So that's the end? Okay, so I'm coming up now. Thank you very much, guys. That was Homi. Tepuk tangannya lagi boleh dong buat teman-temannya. Coba saya mau agak cium-cium dikit kali berdasarkan stress level dia gitu. Mungkin disemprotin pewangi yang banyak gitu supaya dia lebih relax sedikit kali ya.
Mungkin belum mandi.
Mungkin jadi belum bukan mandi. Karena stres tapi karena belum mandi gitu. Ada ya nanti bisa ditambahin sensornya udah mandi atau belum. Itu fragrance level berarti ya. But anyway, kita akan masuk for the Q&A session. We have 10 minutes. First question, please.
Let's say in a home, in a room, there are father, mother and 2 kids all wearing all these devices and all are in different moods. So what will happen to Homi?
Yes. We have mood averaging. We have mood averaging. We
so everyone must compromise their mood, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
yes, because based on our research, the maximum people, it's 4 in one room. So if mother and father have one room, it's okay. But if they are fighting, that will make the room normal, because one angry, one sad, it's normal condition. So the Homi will do some averaging in fuzzy logic. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's like angry or sad, or angry and don't care and happy. Please, next question. So
compared to last time in semifinal sessions, what improvements that you made?
Okay.
Besides the business plan.
Yeah, not about the cheaper. There is misunderstanding when we are presenting in semifinal. This is the Azure of Homi Studio. After the data capture to our application, the data will send to the cloud, and then it will become a new machine learning. This is the signal data, and then we make the machine learning more perfect. So there are some back-end processing in artificial intelligence. And all of that can happen because of Azure, Microsoft Azure technology. Because we compared our application with another cloud, such as IBM Bluemix, Amazon, etc. The Azure have the best performance for Homi.
Okay. Pak Antonius Henricus mau komen atau mau melayangkan pertanyaan? Boleh, silakan lo. Next question.
What machine learning do you use? What machine learning platform do you use? Pardon? Do you use machine learning platform on the Azure?
Yes.
What kind of?
Adaptive fuzzy. Adaptive fuzzy. Okay. It combination between fuzzy logic and artificial neural network, so it can adaptive.
Another question is, I saw so far that the system rely on the automation of things on the cloud and something. But can we, intercept the, or override the system, let's say, Okay, the system assume that I'm angry, but not really. I mean, I want to play some heavy metal instead of slow music. Can you show me? I didn't see the demo for doing that. Maybe
okay.
You can show me.
This is the demonstration. After getting the data, the Homey will automatically update it. But if you don't like the condition, you can use the auto semi-automatic mode. You can, if the light is too bright, you can lower the intensity. And then the data will become a new data training in our Azure. So Homey will always learning from us. Yes, this is the manual mode. If she said that the temperature is too cold, we can get the temperature hotter, and then the application will send to Azure. Then the Azure become the machine learning will have a new data set. Thank you. Turn off. We can use the semi-manual mode. It's like that. And this become a new data training for our machine learning. Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay, I think this is a sophisticated solution, but at the same time, I think this is the weird solution. Why? Because when I want to be relaxed in my home, I have to wear a band in my hand, in my head. And the question is, what the specific personas that you would like to target it in this solution? And number two, are you sure that people would like to pay $30 per month for this solution? Just exclusive.
Yes, first we targeted with rich people for hospital and for office. Yes, we know that wearable, sometimes we not pleasure with our wearable. So now we are doing some research that make Homey can understand you without the wearable. How it work? We work using a body signal detector. We put some sensor in the room, and then the sensor will transmit some electromagnetic, and then we find the interference, and then we can find the condition of the people. It's still on progress research for better Homey in the future. Yes, we know that wearable is not pleasure some with some people, but some people love to use wearable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Give it a round of applause. I'm sorry. Okay. So basically, the one that detects, you know, like the mood and everything, is it from the head, and or also you can like detect it from the one in the hand?
Yeah. We can use all of them. We have many wearable.
No, but what I want to know is that the one that can detect the, you know, like the awareness, the stress, which of the device?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So in the hand also you can like detect.
Yeah, because our hand there is some biosignal. Mm-hmm. It produced from natrium chloride in our body. Mm-hmm. It gives some electron. Mm-hmm. If we are in bad mood, the electron will increase, and we can detect it.
Mm-hmm. But what happens if they use the other, you know, like gadgets that only, like, I don't know, detects pulse or things like that? So what happened to your system?
The best accuracy of our application is brain sensor. Mm-hmm. The second one is the muscle sensor, and the third one is the smartwatch. Mm-hmm. From the smartwatch, we can use the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. The heartbeat and the oxygen, pulse oximeter in some smartwatch, there is some pulse oximeter. We can detect some oxygen in our body. Mm-hmm. People with bad mood have lower oxygen in their body. Mm-hmm. We can detect from that.
Yeah, but basically, it's not all the you know, like the smartwatch or anything. It's not all of those devices can be used to your system, right?
Yeah. Different device will have different accuracy.
Mm-hmm. How about the location aware? So how do you detect the presence of the user?
Awareness.
Detect the presence. So basically, you're trying to sell in a house, right? So a house can like consist of at least three rooms. You know, like the living room, the guest room, the main master bedroom, and then there's a children bedroom. So how do you detect the presence of the user in different rooms?
There are like beacon. Mm-hmm. If you enter this room, mm-hmm. this will transmit to the beacon in that mm-hmm. room. Mm-hmm. If we change another room, it will change the data transmission too. We use like some we call beacon.
Mm. So is the device communicate through wireless or through Bluetooth?
Wireless. We both of them we can use that. Wireless with this speaker. Uh-huh. Wireless. We can also the air conditioner can wireless too. Mm-hmm. We can use the wired and the wireless. Mm-hmm. It's up to the user.
Mm-hmm. So can you go to the price points? So what kind of people do you expect to actually use your system? Yeah, considering, you know, like even like the one that you know, like minimum 1,000 to start something.
Okay, we are targeting all smart home user. Uh-huh. For the next for the near year, we uh-huh. use for the smart home user. But for now, we are targeting the hospital for smart hospital,
okay.
And we already have it in in 9 hospital in.
Time's up. Thank you. Thank you very much. I wonder if it plays like Adele or something, and you're in a bad mood, and suddenly it plays like One Direction, and then you want stop, like you know. But anyway. Probably that's a really interesting presentation made by, that was Homie. Congratulations guys, good job. Jangan deg-degan ya, ini mungkin bisa dipasang menunggu stress levelnya sambil nunggu announcement ya. Nanti kita akan lihat hasilnya apa. But anyway, untuk teman-teman semua yang sudah hadir di sini, wow, okay. So after home fragrances and AC and speakers, and now we have kantong infus going on right there. So, buat kalian yang penasaran, pingin tahu what's going on. Okay. Gitu dong, dari tadi supporternya ada suaranya, bisa ngedukung teman-temannya. Mau menang gak? Nah. Ini cuma berempat orang, tapi suaranya udah ngalahin yang merah-merah nih. Mana suaranya? Apa? Kenapa? Oh, tahan. Lu ngeformulo jadi ceritanya ya, Eva. Oke. Tapi sekarang kita akan mendengar presentasi dari teman-teman kita dari Universitas Komputer Indonesia Bandung, betul ya? Akan presentasi mengenai, okay, ini tim IMS berarti atau EMS. Akan presentasi mengenai IMS Plus, Infusion Monitoring System. So guys, I would like to once again remind you, sambil menyiapkan, you only have 10 minutes. Jadi kalau misalnya sudah 10 minutes, saya akan masuk dan memotong. So please, jangan sakit hati ya. Sudah sambil menunggu, apakah sudah siap sekali lagi untuk teman-teman semua. Kalau ingin mengambil foto, jangan pakai flash dan silakan untuk live tweet terus. So once again, IMS team, good luck, the best of luck for you guys, and your 10 minute starts now.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good evening all judges and good evening audience. I'm sure everyone here know about 2% in this picture. Yeah. In this picture, there are nurse and patient. And this is a situation we can find in the hospital. There are a connection between nurse and patients. As we know, the nurse job is treat patient who hospitalized in the hospital. On do their job, the nurse using several things, and one of them, infusions. So let's talk about infusions. Infusion was used by medical to inject liquid to human body and discharge patients on the hospital. On its use, the infusion was controlled by a nurse. There are several tasks that's done by nurse on controlling an infusion. First task is, the nurse has to setting the infusion's speed drips as same as doctor's instructions. The second is, the nurse has to checking if blood getting into the infusion set. And the third is, the nurse has to checking if the remaining liquid has run out or not. And all of the tasks done by nurse. And all of the tasks done by nurse for every time. That is mean the nurse has to go to the patients again and again. It's wasting the time. So, what is the problem? The problem are, first, as we know, in the hospital, not only one patient that hospitalized, but many people that hospitalized in the hospital, and some of them using infusions. And the second is, we are now a lot of room in the hospital. So the nurse for taking the infusion has to go to the one room and to the other rooms. It will be tiring for a nurse. So what is the solution from this problem? The solution is we need a product can be handled a speed drips, bleeding, and remain liquid work by automatically and centralized. Therefore, we are made IMS Plus, Infusion Monitoring System Plus. And how is our product working? It will be explained by my friends, Yana.
Okay, thank you. I'm standing here. I want to explain to today about our innovation, Infusion Monitoring System Plus, or IMS Plus. So what is IMS Plus? IMS Plus is product that used to monitoring patient in the hospital who use the infusion. So every patient in the hospital who use the infusion will be monitored by IMS, by centralized and automatically. And it was built using FibroNet as a desktop application which has already installed in the nurse room. And monitoring infusion could be done using web application. There are two websites, the first in the patient and then for the patient family. Before we are going to explain you how our product works, we will show you part of IMS. The first is IMS system, and then desktop application, and then web application. In IMS system, there are many functions. The first is IMS system has sensor that can check speed drip the infusion. And then IMS system has sensor that can check remain liquid the infusion. And then the IMS system has sensor that can detect the bleeding in the infusion. And then IMS system has a sound therapy for the patient. So, and then there is the emergency button in the patient room. And the last, there is the LCD in our product. So all data in IMS system processed using Raspberry Pi. And the Raspberry Pi will be sent to desktop application. And in desktop application, there are many functions. The first, the nurse can see all data patient, like speed drip, status, and other. And then the nurse can make a report data patient. So the nurse can send message to patient room. And all data in this desktop application will be sent to web application. This is the web application. This is desktop. And the data in this web application for the patient family. But in this website, just basic information, not secret information. And this is mobile application interface. So for more detail, we're going to demonstration. The first one, we will show you how the speed drip sensor work. In this sensor, there is this product, there is sensor that can detect speed drip into infusion. So if the speed drip is fast, it will send the value to the desktop application. And if the speed drip that faster, so will be send notification to the desktop application. And the news just come to patient room. And then we will show you how the remaining liquid sensor work. In this product, there is sensor that can detect remaining liquid. If the infusion full, IMS system will send status A or other to the desktop application. And if otherwise or empty, the IMS system will send status H or habis to the desktop application. And then there is the notification in the web application, in the desktop application. And then we will show you how the bidding sensor work. In the product, there is that base set include the sensor that can detect the bleeding in the hand patient. So if there is the bleeding in the patient in the infusion set, IMS system will send status or will send notification warning to the desktop application. And if otherwise, the IMS system will send status normal. And then in this product, there's emergency button. In the patient room, if there is the emergency situation, the patient just press the button to call the nurse. If the button is pressed, so the desktop application will be ringing, and the nurse just came to patient room to check the situation. And the last, and then there is the sound therapy in our product. In this case, we use Al Quran and instrumental music. So and the last, we'll show you web from the demo, web application. In this web for the patient family. So the patient family can check the status their family in mobile or desktop application. And the data is just basic, not commercial or secret data. And we have discussed to one of another doctor in Bandung that this data is normal and it have to show to patient family. And then it will be continued by Hari.
That was our explanation about our product. And from our product, we hope the nurse job can be easy, and the nurse can be doing the another job on the hospital in the hospital. So for the patients, because we have a sound of therapy, we hope the patient will be more relaxing and will get well soon. And this IMS Plus made by IMS team. The first, Muhammad Yana Mulaina as project manager, Muhammad Yusuf as programmer, Febrian Diti Anggara as hardware developer, Hari Sakti Putra as hardware developer, and our two designer, Muhammad Rafi dan Denny Hamdani, and our mentor, Mr. Hidayat. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys. That was IMS Plus. And sekarang kita akan langsung memasuki untuk sesi Q&A. Kita akan mulai 10 menit dari sekarang. Please, judges, first question.
I still remember one of our questions last time during semifinal sessions was whether you already validate this with either one of the hospital or with the doctor. So what is there any validations process?
Yes, in this month we have sent proposal to some several hospital in Bandung. But in this month, ongoing accreditation in their hospital. So they instruct us to come back again in 11th of April. So will be tested in the hospital, in the one hospital in Bandung.
So there is no patient being tested yet using this system?
On 11th this month.
Oh, April 11th.
Yes, we have a letter of accepted in...
Okay.
That's we get from a hospital. So there's a long long way to get this leather.
Okay, maybe.
Udah ini? Bukan. Udah, close aja, close aja. Okay. And we have interview a nurse and a doctor, and they are said it's good to it's good be to implement to the real life.
Okay, if you haven't tried with a real patient, but have you checked with a nurse whether she can set up all these settings by herself?
Okay, we make.
If you know, I don't think a nurse can like do all the, you know, put the right colokan in the right thing, you know. it looks complicated, yeah.
You can try though, Pak, being the first, like, right?
As you may know, we made this product more flexible, because you know, from the same level now we have a lot of wire, like, well. It's scary, you know, but scary. Now we just met
just plug and play.
We met this product and we think because the IV pole, there is an IV pole in this hospital, and so they are not don't need to buy IV pole, just buy our product and plug them to IV pole.
Okay.
That
okay. So yeah, it is way much better than the one that you showed me during the semifinal, the old prototype. So the question is, what is the cost to set up all this hardware wise, and then what is the cost to do mass productions of these things?
Okay, for the cost,
because let's say there is a hospital that, you know, have 100 rooms and they require 100 set of these things, how fast can you deliver this 100 thing?
Ooh. 100.
Okay, for the cost that we spend for our product, one product like this, yes, with package.
IMS starter kit.
Yes. We spend 1 million to... 90,000 rupiah, and you can you can see the apa?
Okay, that's the cost. How much cost will you sell it?
And we sell it about 1 million, 100,000.
Okay. 500,000 margin. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, that's include.
Doesn't come with insurance.
Yeah. Yes, that's
no. We don't need because we're not touching anymore with the infusion because it's not dangerous anymore because we don't touching anything.
What about service support?
Yes, and
yes, that was include.
It's include. Include with support because
one minute
for lifetime, 1 year, 3 years.
No.
How long?
1 year, because 1 year. We know this
500. So from each one of these, you get untung 500,000.
Okay,
and then you have to do support for 1 year.
Yes.
Okay. So it's like how much per month? Yeah. How much per day? Yeah.
So, because we know that not every day we maintain this product, not every day. Maybe it's one per year.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know.
Maybe.
Hold on.
Because.
Okay.
I think. Okay. One thing that you forgot on the bill of materials BOM here is that a casing, right? I think you do with the 3D printings, right?
Yes.
You make it 3D printing casing?
No.
This is there is a box that was like this.
So this is plastic and this is look cheap, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
chips.
yeah, I mean, look cheap. I mean, but of course, it's much better than previous semifinal. Yeah. But I think, one thing that you forgot that, is the casing. And if you want to, let's say, scale to, 1,000 or 5,000 units, you have to do molding. You have to do molding. Molding, you have to spend about 40 million for it, for doing that. So this is way. Man, you're gonna lose much money when with this calculation. I think so. You have to improve that. And what about the certification process? If you want to sell the real thing to the real hospitals, I mean, I think there's some certification from Department of Kesehatan, maybe.
Yes. Not yet.
Do you aware of it?
Not yet.
And we are still waiting for the 11th this month. If and another hospital we can trying this product, and if we think this enough to trying, we can to make a certificate like this.
But you are aware of the process, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It will take time. I mean, yes. Maybe 5 years for get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you end up doesn't sell anything. So this is because we talk about hospital here. It's not something that is nice to have like Homi. I mean, Homi is something cool, but I mean, it doesn't decide you whether you live or dead, right? Right, I mean, because for example, if let's say the system is not that accurate, I mean the it's already empty, but the system doesn't detect the emptiness of the bottles. I mean, how can you responsible for that? Have you tested?
Yes. Try this.
I mean, how many times you test it? I mean, because sometimes that there's a glitch in the sensors, right?
Yes.
That basically avoid, cause the readings not that accurate, and then it doesn't, it can't detect that whether it's already empty or not.
Before we going to this final, we have tried this product 3 days, all days. And every time, so there's no problem. We fine.
Okay. Any more comments? But probably 20.
Thing. Why don't you sell as a subscription? Maybe monthly basis. So the hospital pay you monthly basis instead of you sell the devices. Do you understand it?
I'm sorry?
Okay, we can discuss it later.
Okay, so the end of Q&A. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys. Pak, udah kayak Ahok, jujur banget. But anyway, thank you very much. That was IMS Plus, but very good comments and inputs, right? Because, of course, we always need improving, and improvement is always good. Good luck, Dan. May the best team win. And for all of the judges, thank you very much. Now you may go to deliberate and score and decide who should be the winner for the innovation category. Terima kasih sekali. So, guys, that was 9 tim. Sudah presentasi luar biasa. Kita kasih tepuk tangan untuk kita semua. Woo! Lardai, but before we go into the winner announcement, I would like to once again give out prizes. Kita masih punya hadiah yang pengen kita bagikan di sini. Aku pengen ingetin sekali lagi, jangan kemana-mana, jangan pergi dulu. Jadi sambil kita menunggu teman-teman supporter kita yang lain, teman-teman finalis kita yang lain, yang akan bergabung bersama dengan kita di sini. So please do stay around, live tweet and do whatever you want, right? Sebelum kita melanjutkan kepada pengumuman dan sambil menunggu juri sedang berdiskusi, aku ingin bagi-bagi hadiah dulu, okay? So the first prize to all of you yang akan memenangkan hadiah di sini is once again, siapa yang bisa menjawab pertanyaan dari saya? Kalau bisa menjawab silakan untuk langsung maju ke depan, gak usah pakai tunjuk tangan, langsung aja cepat maju ke sini ya. Yang pertama menginjakan kaki di sini yang boleh jawab. First question, quick, okay? Pertanyaan pertama adalah, kalau misalnya berhasil memenangkan ini, nanti ke Amerikanya itu adalah kemana? Hometownnya dari Microsoft, okay? First guy to step on the stage, okay? Yeah, it's gonna be me, so okay, right? So, dengan siapa namanya?
Hasobi.
Okay, so the hometown of Microsoft and America, which is where?
Seattle,
okay, great job! One prize for you. Gampang banget ya. Okay, satu hadiah buat kamu. It's gonna be you. Thank you very much. Pertanyaan selanjutnya, who can answer? Pertanyaan selanjutnya adalah, siapa yang bisa jawab? Tadi kita udah sempat ngikutin untuk innovation. Kalian semua ada di sini dan kalian semua nonton. Siapa yang bisa nyebutin ketiga nama project dari finalis kita? What? Dia loh, ini namanya kreatif. Udah curi start sih memang ya, tapi lumayan. Sebenarnya boleh aja kalau lo pengen berdiri di sini nungguin, ya kan gak? Kan gue gak bilang dilarang. Oke, siapa namanya?
John.
Iya, maksudnya John, Jono, gitu. Siapa?
Rahmat,
ya semoga dirahmati Allah yang Maha Kuasa. Oke, pertanyaannya Jono, salah, siapa tadi? Rahmat. Oke, Rahmat, tadi pertanyaan apa gue lupa? Oke, tiga nama project dari Innovation, bisa sebutin semua enggak?
Yang pertama Easy Marker, yang kedua itu...
Oh.
Yang and the second is Humi and the third is IMS.
Oh, luar biasa. Dia berhasil menjawab dengan betul. Okay, itu hadiahnya di sana. Silakan lo Rahmat ya. Okay. Oh, thank you very much ya. Aduh, bahasa Inggrisnya jago banget ya. Lumayan. Nanti sekalian lumayan bisa jadi tutor atau mentor gitu untuk finalis-finalis kita gitu yang mungkin agak kesulitan dalam berbahasa Inggris, nanti bisa belajar sama Rahmat ya. Pertanyaan ketiga, masih ada nih hadiahnya kayaknya ya. Oke, pertanyaan ketiga. Pertanyaannya adalah, ada nggak yang bisa nyebutin berapa sih jumlah nominal uang yang bisa dimenangin kalau kalian menang Imagine Cup? Kamu belajar dari pengalaman dia ya. Oke, siapa namanya?
Iman.
Kalau tadi habis dirahmati Allah yang Maha Kuasa, yang ini beriman ya, Iman. Oke, nggak apa-apa lah, ini kita lagi edisi soleh dan solehah memang malam hari ini. Oke, Iman, apa jawabannya?
500 juta.
500 juta apa?
Rupiah.
Rupiah, oke, okay. Ya, yeah, betul sekali ya, luar biasa, congratulations, selamat, oke, okay, so we've give out prizes, tapi once again kalau misalnya kalian belum sempat menang, jangan lupa siapa di sini yang udah upload videonya ke Microsoft ID, ada yang udah upload videonya? Gini-gini tuh maksudnya belum gitu ya. Kirain gini-gini tuh udah ya. Jadi sekali lagi kalau misalnya belum langsung deh atau mungkin malu di sini video selfie sendiri, selfie bareng sama teman-temannya juga boleh. Silakan upload video mengenai bagaimana kalian suka menggunakan Windows, silakan di-upload ke Instagram videonya di @microsoftid dengan hashtag terima kasih Windows. So once again guys, untuk National Finals Imagine Cup 2016 ini sebentar lagi, nih kartunya udah ada. Sebentar lagi kita akan ngumumin siapa pemenangnya, jangan kemana-mana. Kalau misalnya ada yang ngerasa temennya masih ngilang, silakan dikontak temennya, langsung suruh buru-buru balik ke sini. Karena kita akan ngelanjutin acara sesaat lagi. So don't go anywhere, stick around. Silakan yang mau ngapain-ngapain dulu, mau upload dulu, mau tweeting dulu, silakan. But we'll be back very shortly guys, okay? So don't go anywhere.